From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today marks the second anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, the movement that protests corporate greed and America's so-called 1%. To mark the occasion, demonstrators fanned out across New York City for marches and various other actions. NPR's Margot Adler observed some of the day's events. She started in Zuccotti Park, the site of the original protest.
Already by 10 a.m., several hundred people had gathered in Zuccotti Park. It was hard to assess numbers because people would leave for other actions like a McDonald's protest or a march to Washington Square. Groups changed and reformed like Occupy itself. Most of the bigger actions were planned for later in the day. At 10:30, a spokesperson for the group Occupy Evolve, Sumumba, mounted the steps of Zuccotti Park for a news conference. And if you've been wondering what are Occupy's issues, Sumumba was quite concise.
The issue of money out of politics, the issue of police brutality, the issue of corporations running over our democracy is what it's about.
One action today is a rally near the United Nations in support of
the Robin Hood tax.
The Robin Hood tax.
The Robin Hood tax.
Melinda Markowitz of National Nurses United says the Robin Hood tax is a tax of 0.5% on Wall Street firms, which she says would create billions to support education and infrastructure. She says 200 organizations are supporting this action. Another speaker was author and journalist Chris Hedges, who talked about his lawsuit against the detention of American citizens without due process. And Kathy O'Neill from Occupy's Alternative Banking Group was there to celebrate what she called a birth. Here she is along with the human microphone, one of Occupy's trademarks.
The birth of a book!
The birth of a book!
It's called Occupy Finance!
It's called Occupy Finance!
We wrote it!
We wrote it!
Their group met for 2 years every week at Columbia University to discuss the financial system. O'Neill, a former math professor who once worked at a hedge fund with Larry Summers and now does data science, says her group has a precise mission to address financial reform and end too big to fail. As for the free book, which they handed out,
it explains how the system uses us.
It explains how the system uses us.
How the bankers scam us.
How the bankers scam us.
How the regulators fail to do their job.
How the regulators fail to do their job.
The conventional wisdom about Occupy is that its lack of leaders doomed it and that it didn't figure out how to take power, like the Tea Party. There's another view. Occupy activist Nancy Mancia says that by emphasizing growing inequality in the 99%, Occupy changed the conversation.
Occupy Wall Street brought the economic crisis, the discussion of the economy, to the front burner.
Some commentators say this change gave traction to the 47% speech that may ultimately have doomed Mitt Romney and fueled the progressive candidacy of Bill de Blasio, who could well become New York's next mayor. Kathy O'Neill, that data scientist with the Alternative Banking Group, says it's hard to pinpoint cause and effect, but
look at Larry Summers. He also didn't get the Fed chair, and I'm not going to say it was us, but I'm going to tell you it was partly us. We brought up these issues. We made the people think about not continuing to reward the people that were responsible for the mess.
So Occupy is still around in its many, often disorganized forms, trying to change the conversation. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.